And on Nero.
一个人怎么从人变成一只兽？
How a man became a beast.
稀奇不稀奇？
Is it amazing?
慢慢慢慢的，在他身上你看见的不是基督，而是敌基督。
So you see him not as a Christ, but antichrist.
所以请记得。
So remember.
保罗写书信的那一段的时期。
So when Paul wrote his epistle.
就相当于一路成长的时期。
So it's also the growth of Nero.
如果你要看见基督怎么在我们身上长进。
How did Christ grow in us?
你读保罗。
You study Paul.
如果你要看见一个人怎么变成一个兽。
So you want to see how man became a beast.
你就看那个尼禄怎么从54年一直到68年。
So how from 54 to 68
到68年，他才30。
68 he was only 30.
他就自杀了。
He committed suicide.
那当然有很多的原因。
So there are many reasons.
所以在这里我们要有一点的概念。
So we have to have a
我们要有一点常识才可以。
We have to have a common sense.
等到明天早晨的时候。
Tomorrow morning.
我想我们就容易的很多。
So it'll be much more normal.
所以请大家稍微忍耐一点。
Just be a little bit more patient.
让我稍微做一点点的解释。
Let me explain.
当他刚刚做皇帝的时候
，When he just became emperor，
是妈妈扶持他上去的。
So his mother helped him.
但是慢慢慢慢你就看见
，But slowly you start to see，
他就改变。
He started to change.
好像魔鬼就进到他的心。
As if the devil entered his heart.
做了很多的事情不是他应该做的。
Did many things he shouldn't have done.
到了59年。
59
你看见他不过是5年大概是5年之后
5 years later
结果他最大的敌人是他的母亲
His biggest enemy became his mother
所以他想尽各种的办法要除掉他的母亲
So he wanted to get rid of his mother
第一他说服罗马的元老院
He convinced
Seneca,
the Seneca of
告他们说现在最以这个罗这个他能这个这个罗马皇帝最大的危险是他的母亲。
So that the his biggest enemy was his mother.
那非常简单。
Very simple.
是因为他的母亲不满意他爱上了另外一个有妇之夫，有夫之妇。
His mother was not happy that he fell in love with a married woman.
她的名字叫 Sabina.
Her name was Sabina.
她怎么样都不愿意。
So he was not willing.
为着要满足他自己的欲望。
So in order to satisfy his,
他一定要娶 Sabina。
He had to marry Sabina。
所以他非除掉他母亲不可。
So he had to get rid of his mother。
那么他母亲命很长啊。
So his mom lived
long. 好几次用毒把他毒死，没有毒死。
Tried to poison her many times.
所以后来他没有办法。
So then he
到其他的母亲到拿不勒斯附近去度假。
So I had his mother go to the Napoli.
那度完假，度完假
了。Napoli to go on vacation.
那天有个 banquet， 有一个晚宴。
So there was a banquet that evening.
然后告诉妈妈说。
Told his mother.
那现在我给你弄一个很漂亮的游艇。
So I prepared a special vessel for you.
明天一早你起来看这个周围的景是非常的美。
So you can see this beautiful scenery tomorrow.
那妈妈当然很高兴了。
Mother was very happy.
儿子给她弄个很漂亮的有豪华的游艇。
So gave a huge yacht for her.
所以她就上去。
So she got on it.
那没有多久啊。
Soon after.
她没有想到那个游艇啊是很容易一下就沉下去。
So then realized that the yacht was easily sunk.
不过幸好他会游泳
But she knew how to swim.
结果他就游游到岸上去
So she swam all the way to shore.
他游到岸上刚好就是保罗登陆的那个岸
So she reached on the shore that Paul had arrived on.
所以你读圣经说兽从海中上来
So the beast came forth from the sea.
这个我们倒是没有看见
We didn't see that.
没有亲眼看见
We didn't see it.
但历史告诉我们兽的母亲果然从海中上来
The mother of the beast came out of the
但最后呢他命很大但是还是找人去追杀他最后还是把他
So then he then sent people to chase after and killed her.
如果一个人杀他的母亲
Did someone kill his mother?
弟兄们
Brothers and sisters.
你说这个人是人吗
So is this man a man?
这人不是一只野兽
Isn't he a beast?
而且历史学家告诉我们
And the historians tell us.
他不光杀他的母亲
He not only killed his mother.
当他母亲在世界上的时候
When she was in the world.
他还羞辱他自己的母亲
So he shamed his mother.
像我们请问大家
So I asked.
这是个人呢还是一只兽呢
Is this?A man or a beast?
那一点没有错。
那
等到他杀了他母亲
，When he killed his mother,
当然他良心责备他。
And his conscience bothered him.
他忽然就有很大的改变。
So he had a great change.
很稀奇，当你读历史就知道了。
When you study history,
他怎么改变的呢
？How did he change?
他忽然间变成一个很会表演的人。
He became one who knew how to act.
是非常成功的演员。
He became a great actor.
他有的时候可以演悲剧。
He could act tragic.
叫人哭的。
People could cry.
他可以演一个怀孕的妇人。
He could pretend to be a pregnant woman. Brothers
and sisters,
so now you understand. Why did he become an actor?
你不知道他什么时候真的什么时候假的。Because
you don't know when he's real and when he's fake.
你不知道什么时候他是假的什么时候很瘦。
When he's a man, when he's a beast.
你明白吗? 当一个人真的兽性大发的时候,
so when someone's bestiality is
他可以走另外一个极端,
he could go to the other
给人感觉好像他是非常的文明,
give other people a sense that he's very
很有演戏的天才,
so that he's able to act.
其实不要忘记,
but don't forget,
那个时候演戏的人,
the actors of the time,
但跟我, 你知道跟今天的感觉不一样,
it's different from the today.
因为你知道那个时候罗马他们的娱乐就是靠斗兽, 斗兽场,
so their entertainment at the time was to go to the Colosseum to
fight.
So in 5 days, they could kill 200 lions.
然后罗马的城大家就高兴起来了。
So everybody's excited because
因为看见野兽的血,他们就开心了。
So when they saw the blood of beasts, they're happy.
不止如此。
But not only that,
他们让人跟兽斗。
So they let man fight with beasts.
这些人都是奴隶啊。
These men were all slaves.
反正他们要死了。
They're going to die.
如果他们赢的话,
if they win,
他们就得到自由了。
Then they win their freedom.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
这些人让人跟兽斗。
So man fights against beasts.
人格说的,虽然他们是人,
strictly speaking, they are men.
但在他们的感觉里面,
but in their sense,
他们跟兽有什么两样?
There's no difference than being
明白吗?
You see that?
所有表演的,
all those actors,
因为他们花钱去买娱乐,
so they bought for entertainment,
这些叫他们笑的,
so it causes to laugh,
这些叫他们开心的,
so it causes to be excited,
都是兽,
all beasts,
都是野兽,
so all beasts, you understand that?
所以等到他们的皇帝,
so when they're king,
变成一个演员的时候,
when he became an actor,
很多贵族,很多很高贵的人头都抬不起来。
So many honorable men, they couldn't raise their heads.
因为很明显的,你看尼禄是把自己摆在一个什么地位上。
So where did Nero put himself in?
他可以尊贵上像一个皇帝。
He is honorable like a king.
他可以卑微到一个不像一个怀孕的妇人。
So he could be as lowly as a pregnant woman.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
就是因为他杀死了他的母亲。
But because he killed his mother.
你看他完全这个人改变。
So he changed.
所以很清楚的,
so very clear.
他变成一个演员,
so he became an actor.
将来基督来到的时候,
so when the answer of Christ comes,
第一流的演员,
he's the best actor.
你分不清楚他是人还是兽。
You cannot distinguish whether he's man or beast.
明白吗?
You see that?
这是第一段,
this is the first
thing. 等到64年大火以后,
after the fire in 64,
到了65年的时候,
in 65,
那不要忘记, 他后还是娶了Sabina。
So he did marry Sabina.
娶了Sabina应该两个人很快乐。
So the two should be very happy, right?
结果等到Sabina怀孕的时候,
so when Sabina was pregnant,
他一生气,
he was angry,
他就活活的就把Sabina就气死。
So he kicked her to death.
那弟兄姊妹,
isn't this a beast?
所以等到他真的气死了他妻子以后,
so after he killed his,
良心一直责备,
his conscience bothered him.
所以现在呢, 他要比从前更会演戏,
so he has to act even better.
明白吗?
You see that?
那么起头演戏是在罗马,
so he is the actress in Rome.
现在到了66年的时候,
so in 65,
等到他妻子死了以后,
so after his wife died,
他里面不平安,
his wife was not,
一定要找地方来表演呢,
so he has to find a place to act.
那全世界最好表演的地方,
so the best place to act is,
是希腊,
in Greece.
因为希腊每4年有奥林匹克,
so because there are Olympics every 4 years.
明白吗?
You see that?
所以他说我要到希腊去,
so I have to go to Greece.
我要花15个月在希腊,
I have to spend 15 months in
Greece. 我要参加所有的竞赛,
I have to attend all the races,
所有的表演,
all the actions.
不过有3个条件,
so there are 3 conditions.
第一,
first,
奥林匹克是每4年一次,
Olympics is every 4 years.
明白吗? 每4年有一次,
every 4 years it should be.
但是现在呢, 为了他的缘故,
for his sake,
就刻意那一年延迟了一年,
so it was delayed 1 year that year.
为了他的缘故,
for his reason.
第二,
for his sake.
将来的奥林匹克是夏天,
so Olympics was always in the summer.
那为了他的缘故,
for his reason,
就赶上秋天,
for him's sake, change to autumn.
这是第二点。
Two.
第三点,
third,
奥林匹克从来没有表演这一项,
Olympics never had acting.
那为了他的缘故,
for his sake,
从此有奥林匹克有一项的竞赛叫做表演,
so there is an acting,
所以他到了那里就可以演那些悲剧啊什么等等,
so he can do the tragedy there.
那么他是皇帝啊,
so he's a king.
结果最后告诉我们说, emperor, 他每一次都是赢,
so he always wins,
因为他撒很多的银子,
so he would send
那些审判官呢, 都他贿赂出来,
he gave many silver, so all of them, they were
很简单的例子, 有一次呢，他是驾着车去驾着车去
比赛。He went to race chariots.
罗马人都是四匹马或者三两匹马或者四匹马在前面赛。
So the Roman chariots also had two horses or four horses.
他要表现。
So he wanted to.
他觉得他要像亚波罗一样。
He wants to be Apollo.
就是太阳神亚波罗。
Just like the sun god Apollo.
所以他要驾十架十步的马车，十步的马。
Ten horse chariot.
那么他果然有一部用那个车子就驾就用十匹马来，他要驾驭这十匹马。
So he wants to control ten horses.
结果没有想到被这十匹马就摔到外面去。
So these ten horses sent him to the side.
按道理来他完全出局的。
So he should have been disqualified.
结果他们判他冠军。
So they consider him champion.
所以从来没有一场打过败仗。
So he never lost.
稀奇不稀？
Isn't amazing?
这就是从六零年到他自杀以前的。
So what happened between 60 to 70?
六个月，他全部的时间都花在希腊。
15 months he spent in Greece.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
当他要到希腊以前
，Before he went to Greece,
因为他的妻子被气死。
Because he killed his wife.
他找到了一个美男子。
He found a handsome man.
那个美男子和萨宾娜长得一模一样。
He found that this man looked just like Sabina.
所以后来他就叫他萨宾娜。
So he called him Sabina.
他不光这样。
Not only that.
他不只是和他有那些不应该有的关系。
So he not only had an indecent relationship.
他娶了他，他果然娶了他。
He married him.
那你暗中娶了他也就罢了。
If you just marry him in secret, it's okay.
他要全罗马的人知道。
He wants the whole Rome to know.
他要迎娶他像迎娶新娘一样。
So he married him just like he married a bride.
他告诉全世界说。
He told the whole world.
这个就是他娶的皇后。
This is the queen that he married.
但这个皇后是个美男子。
But this queen is a handsome man.
在西比流的时候。
During time of Tiberius.
不错，他虽然留恋他最早。
So even though he loved caprice.
但是生活的一部分。
But this is just a part of life.
他并没有告诉全世界说这是我的皇后。
He didn't tell this is my queen.
现在正是说这是我的皇后。
Now he said this is my queen.
是从尼禄开始。
Started from Nero.
那不光从尼禄开始。
Now he started from Nero.
尼禄后来不到希腊去吗？
Didn't Nero go to Greece?
他到了哥林多。
He went to Corinth.
他说我要再举行一次婚礼。
I want to have another wedding ceremony.
我不光是让罗马人看见，我要让希腊人都看见。
I want the whole Greece to see also.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
明白吗？弟兄
，You understand that？
因着这个缘故
，Because of this，
他花了15个月的时间
，For 15 months，
在希腊
，In Greece，
到了最后
，In the end，
大家都背叛他。
Everybody rebelled against him.
连元老院的人最后就判说他像奴隶一样被打死就鞭打死。
So even those in the Seneca said he had to be like slave to be crushed.
当时他的皇家的卫队 bodyguard.
His bodyguard at the time.
是圣经里所说御林军呢。
So the bodyguard.
那么这御林军的那个远带头的本来是
the leader,
本来一直守护他。
Always protected him.
结果也背叛他。
Also rebelled against him.
所以等到全世界都离开他。
So when the whole world abandoned him,
他只好带着几个人。
He took a few of them.
包括那个美男子。
Including this handsome man.
就到了一个村子。
They went to a village.
他就自杀。
And then he committed suicide.
他自杀以前对他那个美男子下一个命令。
So before he committed suicide, he told that handsome man.
现在你可以为我哀哭了。
Now you can start to weep for me.
他就结束了他的一生。
So then he concluded his life.
这就是你。
This is Nero.
所以弟兄
brothers and sisters
要记得。
Remember,
将来敌基督出现。
So when the Antichrist appears,
这个敌基督的灵是什么样的灵
？What kind of spirit is the spirit of Antichrist?
怎么叫敌基督很快就出现
？How do you know the Antichrist is going to appear?
你以为在那个敌基督出现，你敌基督灵已经来到这个
？So the spirit of Antichrist has already come into the world.
所以你不要觉得很多事你不觉得很稀奇。
So don't think that you're amazed at the things that are happening around
you. 当你看见那个法律变成这个土地上法律的时候
，When you see the law become the law of the land,
你不要觉得惊讶。
Don't be surprised.
因为你知道现在你所处的时候是什么。
So you have to know what kind of time you live in.
明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, you understand that?
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
这就是保罗所处的那个时代。
So this is the time that Paul lived in.
等到尼禄死的时候。
When Nero died.
他完全变成过家老鼠，人人喊打的。过街老鼠，人人喊打。
Everybody wanted to kill him.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
现在他的黄金锅就埋在地底下。
So now his palace is buried on the ground.
他为什么要烧罗马？
Why did he burn Rome?
他要建立黄金宫。
He wanted to build a golden palace.
现在罗马竞技场那个地方。
So at the Colosseum.
原来在他那个时候是个湖。
At that time it was a lake.
那么大家如果今天去罗马竞技场，
If you go to the Colosseum,
你不是看那个凯旋门吗？
So you see that there was this arch.
在凯旋门的地方应该是亚比乌大道的终点。
endpoint of it. Yes.
所以你到了那里，亚比乌大道就走完了。
So you finish the road.
所以保罗在意大利登岸的时候，就沿着亚比乌大道走的。So
Paul went through this way when he landed.
那你怎么叫走的终点呢？
So how do you know he came to the end?
你走到湖边走的终点。
So he comes near to the lake.
所以在那个时候不是一个凯旋门。
At that time there wasn't arch there.
是尼禄的一个像。
It was a statue of him.
高的像。
30 meters high.
不要忘记，他简直就像太阳神。
He's just like the sun god.
他要让人看见，他就像太阳神。